Unit 5D. Topic 3.10.
Flying on business.
A new report shows that business air travel is still by far the most popular way to meet clients and customers around the world. But companies are increasingly trying to cut their travel costs, and new technologies are changing the way we book flights and check in at the airport. Gavin Meldrew reports.
49% of business flyers travelled more last year than the year before, and three quarters said that they expected to fly at least as much in the future. These are among the findings of a report published today on the habits of business people who travel by air. The report, which is based on interviews with around 4,000 senior managers and executives around Europe, found that on average they made 8 international flights and 6 domestic flights last year. Flying remains the most popular way to meet business partners around the world face to face. The report also finds, however, that companies are becoming increasingly cost conscious and travel budgets are much tighter. 12 years ago, over 40% of business travellers flew first or business class. Last year, it was just 11%. Economy class is now the preferred form of travel. And while the major airlines like BA and Lufthansa are still the biggest carriers, low-fare airlines like Ryanair and EasyJet were last year both in the top 3 most popular airlines for business travel. Changes in technology are also having a profound effect on how business people travel. The internet was, last year, by far the most common place to book flights, with 56% of all business travel bookings made online, compared to 17% made with a traditional travel agent and 17% by a company's own in-house travel manager. Meanwhile, business travellers seem to want to avoid the long queues at the check-in desk. Last year, 67% still checked in this way, but that was down 9% on the year before. Self-service check-in, using a check-in machine at the airport, on the other hand, was up 10%, and checking in with a mobile phone up by 12%. Perhaps the most surprising and worrying finding in the report, however, is that despite all the warnings about the impact of travel on the environment, only 2 in 100 of those interviewed said that they reduced the amount they travelled last year because of their worries about the environment. It seems that compared to doing business face to face, the environment doesn't count.